Hey, folks, Greg Russell here with Movie Show Plus. Sorry I can't be with you today. I'm actually out in Los Angeles getting ready to cover the brand new Beverly Hills Cop movie. Can't wait to talk to Eddie Murphy about being Detroit police officer Axel Foley. However, we've got two movies that are coming out this weekend for you on the screen and in the stream. On the screen, we've got the new movie Bike Riders. Now, this one stars Austin Butler, also Tom Hardy, and Jodie Comer. And it takes place in the 1960s. It's about this motorcycle group that just kind of starts out as a social club. Next thing you know, Tom Hardy, as the leader, wants to make them a little bit more, edgy. So they start doing a lot of things that they probably shouldn't have been doing. However, Jodie Comer's character of Kathy doesn't want her boyfriend, Austin Butler, to get involved. So her main thing is to try and stop him from running with the gang. Right now, let's check out the clip.
It was a golden age for motorcycles.
Somebody told me you're the guy I need to talk to. You're the man in charge.
I built this club out of nothing.
I never felt so out of place in all my life. That's when I saw him for the first time.
I'm Benny.
I have to admit, he took my breath away.
Hey, you can't have those colors on in here.
You'd have to kill me to get this jacket off.
He won't stay down.
You know who did it.
It's another club.
Get the guys together. Burn it down.
Very exciting movie. Like I said, takes place in the 1960s. Very well acted. Again, I mean, this crew is kind of like a dream come true. Austin Butler, Tom Hardy, Jodie Comer, also Michael Shannon, and Norman Reedus. For this one, we give it 4 Wigglies and also an extra pickle. Now let's take you on to the stream. Here's another one that's going to take a lot of you back. It's called Bratz, and it's a documentary on the Brat Pack. Remember that group of young people back in the 1980s who were making all types of cool movies? I mean, like St. Elmo's Fire and, you know, just so many others along that way. Well, Andrew McCarthy, who is a member of the group, has put this documentary together just to talk about all the folks who were in it, what they were doing then, and also what they are doing now, and how a lot of them had to overcome being a member of the Brat Pack to continue in the business. Here's a clip.
If you were coming of age in the 1980s, the Brat Pack was near the center of your cultural awareness. But for those of us experiencing it from the inside, the Brat Pack was something very different. On June 10th, 1985, New York Magazine published Hollywood's Brat Pack.
I just remember seeing that cover and thinking,
oh. From then on, my career and the career of everyone who was involved was branded to the Brat Pack.
I'm really sorry that article had to come out.
I've never talked to anybody about what that was like. So I thought it might be interesting to try and contact everyone who was in the Brat Pack.
Hey, Emilio Estevez. This is Andrew McCarthy calling you.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Demi.
Hey, Molly.
Let's call Rob.
Hello. Judd?
And there you go. I mean, like I said, it's got everyone in it. Andrew McCarthy, like I said, put this together, also directed it. It also has Emilio Estevez, my favorite. Ally Sheedy is also in this, as well as so many other members of the group, like Leah Thompson as well. This one you can catch on Hulu. And I'll just have to say this much, definitely give it a good 3, 3.5, because especially if you like those movies growing up, you'll find it really interesting, really just to find out how these people are today and what happened with their careers. There we go. This has been Movie Show Plus right here on WJR, brought to you by Wrigley's. I'm Greg Russell, back with you next week.